On George Fox University Week, should the students run the classroom? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Debbie Thomas, assistant professor of management, looks at one way of divvying up responsibility so everyone benefits.
College students need courses that prepare them for the realities of the work world. To provide relevant experiences through which students can practice skills needed in the workplace, I utilize a teaching methodology called Classroom as Organization. It's a highly experiential way of teaching that can be used in undergraduate or graduate level courses, which enables students to become fully engaged in their learning while practicing skills. The essence of Classroom as Organization is designing the classroom as a fully functioning student-run organization. Instead of the educator taking center stage and presenting theory, students are placed in vital roles of the organization, allowing them to experience organizational dynamics while learning and implementing theory. I create student teams, and each team has responsibility for teaching, assessing peers, as well as organization-wide responsibilities, such as coordinating the daily class schedule, taking attendance, running a class-wide feedback system, or creating and grading weekly journal entries. Students read the text and become familiar with the information and theories before class. Class time is run 100% by the students, during which one team teaches the content for the week using experiential methods, not lectures. The rest of the class period is given to teams to fulfill their organizational responsibilities. All requests for class time are sent to the team in charge of class coordination. Classroom as Organization encourages students to be empowered and to be fully engaged in the process of learning. The outcome is that students not only learn the theory, but gain experience and learn skills that are vital in the workplace.
That was Debbie Thomas of George Fox University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.